On this week leading up to Juneteenth, Shane Morrow of Rise Chattanooga brings us a celebration of Black Music Month.
The month of June, to most Americans, marks the start of an array of celebrations. Graduations, weddings, the official start to summer. But did you know that this is also the month in which we commemorate Juneteenth celebration and National African American Music Month? On June 19th, 1865, 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln issued the Emancipation Proclamation, Union General Granger led thousands of federal troops to Galveston, Texas, to announce that the Civil War has ended and slaves have been freed. That order laid the foundation for Juneteenth, the oldest national observed celebration commemorating the end of slavery in the United States. Black Music Month started after the hit-making Philly soul music producer Kenny Gamble visited Nashville in the 1970s and was inspired by the Country Music Association and how they highlighted the economic strength by spearheading Country Music Month every October. So in 1978, Gamble started the Black Music Association, which quickly built a network of high-level supporters, including Stevie Wonder, Motown Records founder Berry Gordy, and Reverend Jesse Jackson. In less than a year, Gamble, along with media strategist Dana Williams, alongside with radio DJ Ed Wright, founded Black Music Month. On June 7th, 1979, President Jimmy Carter held the first ever Black Music Month celebration right in front of the White House lawn.
How many of you know what month this is? Somebody said June. Right on. This is Black Music Month. As you know, the purpose of the Black Music Association is to preserve, protect, and perpetuate black music on an international basis. And the time to do it on an international basis is right now at the White House, the center of your government. And Rosen and I are very glad to have you here. The Black Music Association is not an old organization, but it was one that was organized at the right time, in the right place, for the right reason. It's only a year old, but I understand already has 2,000 members. And tomorrow in Philadelphia, you'll have your founders meeting in a very appropriate place. As you know, our own nation was founded in Philadelphia. And I was thinking this afternoon that if we had had the Black Music Association organized 203 years ago, so that Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and George Washington could have just heard some of this music at the very beginning, our country could have avoided a lot of trouble and a lot of heartache and a lot of struggle and a lot of suffering and a lot of division, and would be even greater than it is now. It's important, in my opinion, for our own nation and the rest of the world to know the importance that the President of the United States and his family and friends attach to black music. Because in many ways, the feelings of our own black citizens throughout the history of our country has been accurately expressed in the music. And it presents a kind of history of our nation when you go back and see the evolution of black music. It's meant a lot to me, as a young boy and a young man and adult in Georgia. I won't make the other states feel inferior by naming all the black musicians that have come out of Georgia. I'll be nice to you this afternoon. But I think that it's accurate to say that in many ways the deep feelings of pain and suffering, of alienation and a sense of being an outcast in one's own community, in one's own nation, a sense of hope and a sense of unity, a sense of deep religious faith, a sense of vision, sense of beauty, has been expressed very deeply and in forceful terms in black music, not only for me from the South, but for all Americans, both black and white. And it's obvious that this has not been limited to the United States of America. There's been a transcendent effect of black music that has never paid any attention to international borders. I think black music is a way to tie the black people of our country to their own ancestors and to tie the United States to other nations of the world. It's been an avenue for understanding and friendship that has been effective when politicians could not succeed. In many ways, you've expressed the hopes of our country. Life, even when slavery was a characteristic of black people. Liberty and a struggle for it when it seemed to escape generation after generation of struggling people. And no one can doubt that black music has always exemplified the pursuit of happiness. So in many ways, I think that you have not only mirrored and described what was happening in our country, but you have presented a guide in times of despair and failure to what our country ought to be.
21 years later, in 2000, Black Music Month was finally recognized officially. President Clinton actually made Black Music Month an official proclamation that year, with the stated purpose of recognizing the importance of African-American music to global culture and calling on the people of the United States to study, reflect on, and celebrate African-American music. President Obama renamed it African-American Music Appreciation Month during his first term in 2009. Join us for our second part of this special segment celebrating Black Music Month with an interview with local artist Jermaine Purifoy.
Shane Morrow, thank you. The music you heard is part of Rise Chattanooga's upcoming EP Spiritual Remixed project, featuring all local artists. They will perform some of the songs at Rise's Live on the Big Nine, Music for the Soul, in Chattanooga's Miller Plaza on Sunday, June 27th. More information at risecha.org. That's risecha.org.